Fall out of bed and catch a fading star. Fancy I woke up before my alarm rubbed my mind.
Welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Adam.
All right, so today we have a dialogue between two coworkers, Owen and Brooke.
That's right, because they are coworkers, but they are also people. We are all people. We work, we love, we live. Some of us work too much.
So balancing work and life can be a difficult thing.
It sure can. So this is no surprise, or this should come as no surprise to any of you guys. But why don't we go ahead and listen to what Owen and Brooke have to say about their own experiences, and we'll see if we can compare ours to theirs.
Let's do that.
Hey, Brooke, can you lend me a hand? I've got to catch up on some work and overhaul this project tonight, but I'd really like to go home on time.
Sure, Owen. But you've been looking a little worse for wear lately. Have you been holding up okay?
Yeah, work hasn't been half bad, but I'm having a hard time balancing my work and private life. Honestly, I have a few side projects on the go, so my girlfriend feels a little ignored.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to realize that you can't have it all, and something's gotta give. That's how it was for me when my kids were born. I was run off my feet with competing demands.
I can only imagine how hard it must be for a mother. I should probably take a step back once I have kids, but I'm not ready to throw in the towel just yet. It's a cutthroat world out there, and those 20-somethings are eyeing our positions.
Hey, if you think you can juggle it all without dropping the ball, then by all means, go for it.
Yeah, no promises there. But you know what they say, no pain, no gain.
I can't say that I share your enthusiasm, but let's get down to work so we can get you out of here at a decent hour.
Thanks, Brooke. I owe you one.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Owen and Brooke, and Owen starts out by saying, "Hey, Brooke, can you lend me a hand? I've got to catch up on some work and overhaul this project tonight."
Okay, so it sounds like he has a lot of work to do.
That's right, a lot, because he has to catch up on some work.
Okay, I need to catch up on some sleep.
Yeah, you've been looking a little tired these days.
Yeah, it's tough. So catching up on things generally means that you are behind.
That's right, so it means that you have a lot of work that you still need to do.
Right.
And like you said, catching up on sleep, this means that you need to basically sleep more.
That's right, because no matter if you love work or you love life, you need to have that sleep to get the balance. There is another word on here, though, which is overhaul.
Overhaul. So yeah. I really like this word. I use it a lot.
Okay.
It just basically means to change something kind of drastically.
Radically.
That's right.
Yeah, so huge, right? A huge change.
A huge change.
One thing about overhaul is that it can be both a noun and a verb. So, like, you could overhaul something, like, in this case, it's a project, it could be your home, it could be an organization, but then you would call that overhaul an overhaul.
That's right. So maybe I could say the overhaul is set for Friday.
Well, it's all going to happen on Friday.
Exactly.
That's going to be a fast overhaul. Okay, the whole thing about this life-work balance is that if you do not have a good life-work balance, you could end up like Owen or like me, looking a little worse for wear.
Yeah, so worse for wear, you can kind of think of this as being a little bit worn out.
Yes.
Basically, you look tired and you look like you are not in good shape.
Right, exactly. And this, generally speaking, this could be used to talk about people, but not only people.
No, you could use it for objects as well.
Sure.
I think we use it a lot for like cars.
Yeah. Cars looking a little worse for wear.
Yeah, especially maybe if you took it for a road trip.
Right, exactly. Okay, so then Brooke here has noticed Owen's a little, you know, looking a little worse for wear. And then she asks a question that is, just shows her concern.
That's right. She says, "Have you been holding up okay?"
Okay, holding up here. Also makes me think of another phrase, keep together, keeping things together.
You can kind of, like, if he's keeping things together, maybe he's keeping his emotions together.
Right. He's not breaking down, right? Because when all of us, when we're pushed too far or the pressure is too big, then, yeah, we might break down. which is, of course, the opposite of hold up.
So we could use this whenever we're tired or maybe when we're having a hard time. So, for example, maybe someone recently broke up with their boyfriend or girlfriend.
Okay. So you might ask the ex or the girlfriend, you know, how have you been holding up? Are you holding up okay?
That's right. And you can use it for an answer, too. Like, I've been holding up fine.
I've been holding up all right. Yeah.
But here it seems that, you know what, maybe he's just kind of holding up here, right? Because he says, yeah, work hasn't been half bad, but I'm having a hard time balancing my work and private life.
Okay, so hasn't been half bad. That seems kind of strange. A negative and then a half. When I was a kid, I wasn't sure if this meant, like, does this mean good or bad?
Yeah, it kind of means that, you know what, it's okay, and it's probably better than what most people think.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's definitely not bad. Not great, you know, because every time I remember when I was a kid, there used to be something on TV when they would say, well, that wasn't half bad. Yeah, it wasn't half good either.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of in the middle, but I think the main point for me is that it's not as bad as you expect it to be.
Right, exactly, exactly. And it sounds like, you know, his work is not so terrible, but he's got a lot of other stuff.
That's right. In fact, he has a few side projects on the go.
Okay, side projects could be artistic, could be money-making, just something else that he's doing.
That's right. Because sometimes, like, maybe if you're an engineer or something like that, maybe you have a website on the side.
Oh, yeah. Or some small startup company, lemonade stand.
If you're artistic, you could possibly also have a band on the side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, a lot of really famous, like, famous musicians have tons of side projects that aren't, they're not really famous, but they're just other things that they do.
That's right. So it could be, like you said, for money or just a hobby.
Yeah. So what about on the go here?
So on the go, it kind of means that you're kind of doing them now. They're in progress.
Yeah. This is one thing they always use on TV, like, he lives on the go, but he needs to have a healthy breakfast. So here's a way you can have a healthy breakfast on the go.
That's right. So on the go kind of could also mean that you're constantly busy and doing things.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you can see how they're related, right? Because if this guy has a few side projects on the go, it means he's kind of like Elon Musk, right? He's running from one place to another place to another place to another place.
Exactly. So he's always kind of moving around.
Yes.
And that's why his girlfriend feels a little ignored.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, babe. Okay, so, yeah, sometimes, according to Brooke, it sounds like you have to realize that you can't have it all, and something's got to give.
Yeah, so this is kind of something that I don't really like, because, you know what, I want to have it all.
You want to have it all, yeah. It sounds like a song. It sounds like lots of songs. Like, she wants to have it all, or she's got to have it all.
Yeah, that's usually what it is about. It's usually when you want, let's say, everything in life. You know, you want the money, you want the job, you want the relationship.
Right.
But you know what? Sometimes something's got to give.
Okay, so the give here isn't necessarily like give someone, you know, like a handshake or give someone a compliment. It almost means kind of like let up.
Exactly.
Or release something like.
Yeah. So in this situation, maybe you're trying to have like a tight hold on everything. You're trying to control everything. But you know what? You have to give. You kind of have to release something.
Yeah, it definitely is. Now that we've said that word, it sounds like the best word. Yeah, something's got to give. So, yeah, you can imagine someone just wound up so tightly, you know, just doing everything and everything so perfect and blah, blah, blah. But then one day, this is the like theme of so many movies, right? The person with the perfect house and the perfect life, and then something happens.
Yeah, exactly. And they have to give up something.
Usually, yeah. Right? And they usually give up the money, and they, you know, find love.
That's
real
right.
Life, I don't know if that's, you know, the way it usually works out, but in the movies that's how it often plays.
But for most of us, what we end up giving up is our free time. But for Brooke, when her kids are born, things kind of had to change because she was run off her feet with competing demands.
Okay, run off her feet.
So if you're run off your feet, you can kind of imagine that basically you're running around all day trying to just complete tasks.
It's just so much to do, right? Is this related to swept off your feet?
No, actually. So if you're swept off your feet, then it kind of means that you're kind of amazed or like just carried away with some kind of like emotion.
Yes, probably love, right? Prince Charming has come and swept you off your feet.
But here, like run off your feet, that's a little bit more negative, right?
Yeah, doesn't sound good. That sounds like a very tired mother. And, you know, one thing Owen says, again, I'm sharing another one of Owen's opinions here. I can only imagine what it's like to be, you know, a mother, especially a young mother, a working mother, a tired mother. I can only imagine.
So just like it sounds, it just means that you can only imagine this. You cannot experience it yourself.
I can't experience it. I won't experience it. And I mean, actually, a phrase like this, we could also say I could only imagine. Not really any difference in meaning. But like, it really just goes to show that, like Lisa says, I never will be able to experience this. But it is a polite way to express that, geez, you know, tough to be a mom.
Exactly. So we use it when we're empathizing, and we don't need to just use it for these kind of like maybe gendered situations as well. I could also say perhaps if my friend is having a really hard time at work, I can say I can only imagine.
Right. Yeah. And don't forget, guys, that English, especially English speakers, we are often very, very sarcastic too. So, you know, if I was complaining to Lisa like, oh, it's so hard being a guy, I got to wake up in the morning and, you know, like just kind of splash some water on my face and put on yesterday's clothes and go out into the world. It's so hard.
Yeah, I can only imagine how difficult it is for you, Adam.
She can only imagine.
But here, he can only imagine, and this is probably because that, like, he doesn't have kids, right?
Mm.
And he thinks that maybe, okay, I should probably take a step back once I have kids, but I'm not ready to throw in the towel just yet.
Okay, so take a step back means kind of, doesn't mean give up everything. It kind of just means give up some things, right?
Exactly. Or it could just mean to, like, you know, give yourself some extra time.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Now, throw in the towel, on the other hand, that is give up.
Yes. And you can kind of, like, I believe this comes from sports, right? Maybe from boxing?
Boxing, yeah.
Yeah, so if you just throw in the towel, that's kind of the signal for the fact that you are done.
Yeah, the fight is over.
And you can use this for, like, you know, lots of different situations like work or maybe if you are fighting with your wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Guys, just throw in the towel. Throw in the towel.
It'll make your life easier.
It'll make your life easier. I don't know if too many wedding or too many marriages, I guess I should say, are as cutthroat as the world. But you could imagine, you know, a marriage that's pretty competitive.
Yeah, so cutthroat. Cutthroat is kind of, basically, as you just said, competitive. And it's like when you're constantly worried about maybe losing your job or being fired.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we often see this word as like two words, cutthroat. It will also be as one word, and other times it will be a hyphenated word. But you can obviously get the meaning of cutthroat. Like, competition is so fierce that I am going to cut your throat to get this job or wife or house or something.
That's right. And you'll probably have heard this being used for, you know, some notorious companies like Amazon. So Amazon's quite cutthroat.
Yeah, cutthroat business practices you always hear about. Again, cutthroat competition or like a cutthroat world. Probably not cutthroat marriage.
No, no, no. At least I hope not.
I hope not. Now, some people who are not getting married as quickly as in the past is a group called the 20-somethings.
That's right. So 20-somethings, it just basically means people in their 20s.
In their 20s. So can we say 30-somethings?
Yeah, you definitely can.
You can. 40-somethings. What about if they're 10? Like 10s before their 20s?
We don't really say 10-somethings. We normally just say teens.
Teens. Yeah, exactly.
You could also use this kind of expression when you don't know how old someone is.
Mm.
So, for example, I would say like, oh, how old do you think he is?
Yeah. Right? I don't know. He's like, he's a 20-something.
Yeah, that's right. Or maybe even 30-something.
Maybe. Now, as a 30-something, I am always really, really scared that the 20-somethings are going to come and take my job.
That's right, because they're always eyeing those positions, aren't they?
They're eyeing the positions. There's the cutthroat world, and these 20-somethings are just going to come steal all my stuff.
That's right. So if you're eyeing something, then you're maybe like looking at something like you want it.
Yes. Here's a word from the Bible, covet. You're coveting.
That's right. So coveting, it's like, yeah, that's probably even more negative, right?
Yeah, like you really want it. Somebody else has it. You want it. And that's the way you're looking at it.
Yeah. But here we can also use it like for, I don't know, more casual things. Like maybe I was eyeing a piece of cake.
Oh, yeah. So again, if it was, you know, like my cake and Lisa was eyeing it, then she would be coveting my cake.
Exactly.
Don't covet my cake, Lisa.
But I want it.
But I want it. Okay. Well, you can have it if you can juggle it. How about that?
Okay. Well, you know what? I might just be able to. But let's look at juggle.
So it is the actual thing that you do, like clowns will do at the circus, right? Have three balls and you throw them in the air and catch them.
That's right. And you can kind of think about this as the things or the balls that you are throwing are basically different parts of your life.
Yeah, your kids, your job, your relationship, your side projects. Yeah, you have to keep them all. You have to keep all of them balanced, right?
That's right. But if you're not able to juggle them all, if you're not able to balance them, then you drop the ball.
Yes, and dropping the ball is usually pretty bad.
Yeah, it basically means that you don't perform as well as you normally do, or perhaps you even fail at something.
Yes, yes. And you can see that because if I tried to juggle, I would definitely drop the literal ball. And then I would probably also, you know, just drop the ball more figuratively.
So another example of this is maybe, let's say you have a working mother. She has to take care of her kids. She has to go to work. And you know what? Sometimes women go to school on the side.
Yeah, it's really, again, going back to like keeping things together, right? Holding up, juggling all these things. Super, super hard.
That's right. But if something doesn't give, then maybe, you know what? Maybe she's going to drop the ball at school.
Well, you know, like, yeah, hope she does okay. One thing about the future, it's very, very difficult to make promises.
That's right. So Owen says no promises there.
Okay, so no promises about being able to juggle it. About being able to keep it together, right?
That's right.
Okay. Is he being serious?
No, he's just kind of joking around here.
Yeah, exactly. This is, yeah, no promises there, no promises. I tend to say this phrase when, you know, somebody asks me if I want to, like, do something that I don't really want to do.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, no promises, but...
Exactly, because I might say, hey, Adam, you better come.
No promises. I'll try, but no promises.
Yeah, okay. But he kind of says no promises, but you know what? He still wants to give it a try because he says no pain, no gain.
Okay, this sounds like something our good friend Spencer would say, like, no pain, no gain, brah.
Yeah, so like maybe you probably would use this like when you're working out as well, right?
Right.
So like... If it doesn't hurt, it's not working.
Yes, I've always heard this phrase in the gym. I sometimes think it's funny when they use it outside of the gym, you know, like, but the whole idea is the same. Like, life is going to be painful, there's going to be a struggle, but then once we get over the struggle, then we have gained something. This phrase kind of reminds me of our good friend Spencer, a man who spends a lot of time in the gym.
That's right. So maybe he'll be saying no pain, no gain, because if it doesn't hurt, then you're not gaining that muscle.
Right. That's right. So you got to do one more pull up or one more push up and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt, bro. There's going to be pain, bro.
Real pain.
Real pain. But then real gains, right?
Exactly. So we can use this for, like you said, at the gym. We can also use it for work and basically life in general.
Life, yeah. Because there's always going to be pain. There's always going to be a struggle. But if we can, you know, get over that pain, get over those struggles, then we gain.
That's right. But Brooke here, she can't really share his enthusiasm, can she?
Right. So, yeah. She's saying, let's just get down to work here because she just wants him to get out of... She basically wants him to go home and get some sleep. So why don't we just get down to work and then we can finish this conversation later.
That's right. But she uses the word decent hour here, doesn't she?
Yeah. Decent is one of those great words that just means good.
And a decent hour just means like maybe like a good hour. You know, you're not working like overtime. You're not going home at like 11 p.m. at night.
Yeah, like decent hour would be, you know, 9 to 5 is decent. Well, 9 to 5 is normal. I'd say like 10 to 5 is decent.
That's right. You might also talk about getting up at a decent hour.
Yes. So I keep getting up ridiculously early, just so stupidly early. And I would love to just be able to get up at a decent hour, like 7.
Okay, but since she's agreed to get him out at a decent hour, Owen says, thanks, Brooke, I owe you one.
I owe you one, yes.
So this is a really good expression for when you owe someone a favor.
Yeah, but in this case, it's not going to be like, hey, you know, remember that time, Owen, that I helped you? Well, I need a favor now, you know? I need $100,000 tomorrow.
Yeah, so Brooke is probably not going to come collecting.
Right, it's just a way to express gratitude. Hey, thanks, I owe you one. Okay, well, I think we have done a wonderful job of balancing, you know, a serious dialogue about a serious topic with a little bit of lighthearted fun.
I can agree with that.
All right. So why don't we go ahead and listen to that one more time, and then maybe we can come back and talk about our own experiences with balancing work and life.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, Brooke, can you lend me a hand? I've got to catch up on some work and overhaul this project tonight, but I'd really like to go home on time.
Sure, Owen. But you've been looking a little worse for wear lately. Have you been holding up okay?
Yeah, work hasn't been half bad, but I'm having a hard time balancing my work and private life. Honestly, I have a few side projects on the go, so my girlfriend feels a little ignored.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to realize that you can't have it all, and something's gotta give. That's how it was for me when my kids were born. I was run off my feet with competing demands.
I can only imagine how hard it must be for a mother. I should probably take a step back once I have kids, but I'm not ready to throw in the towel just yet. It's a cutthroat world out there, and those 20-somethings are eyeing our positions.
Hey, if you think you can juggle it all without dropping the ball, then by all means, go for it.
Yeah, no promises there. But you know what they say, no pain, no gain.
I can't say that I share your enthusiasm, but let's get down to work so we can get you out of here at a decent hour.
Thanks, Brooke. I owe you one.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue again, but let's talk a little bit about our own work-life balances. So tell me, do you think that you have a good work-life balance?
Well, doctor, I'm not I'm not sure that I do. I don't think I have a terrible one. Yeah, but I don't, like, I'm in a new city, right? So I don't really have a lot of hobbies here and not a ton of friends, but that will change, right?
For sure, for sure.
And you?
Yeah, I guess I have a pretty good work-life balance, but like a couple years ago when I just graduated from university, I kind of went a little bit crazy and had about 3 or 4 jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so at that time I did not have a good work-life balance and I kind of dropped the ball a little.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to juggle all those jobs, right?
Exactly.
You can't have it all, Lisa.
No, but I want to. But you know what? In the end, something's gotta give.
Something's gotta give. That's right. Okay, well, what about you guys? What are your thoughts on balancing work and life? Is it possible? Maybe we're just fooling ourselves. Maybe there is no balance.
Yeah, but when something's gotta give, what do you normally give up?
That's right. Okay, so we always love your comments. We always love your questions. This topic is one that applies to everybody everywhere.
I'd say so.
So there better be some good comments, guys, is all that I'm saying.
That's right. We'll be waiting for them, so leave them on the comments section.
All right. As always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.
But in a minute, everything's gonna change, 'cause I know, I know.